The summer comes to an end and market watchers look to the fall and winter. Some analysts are predicting a pullback on stocks. And at the same time, experts are hoping for better numbers when we get the August jobs report later this week.
And right now, we're looking at how it all fits together with day trader, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, as always, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here.
So are we going to see a bit of a pullback on those stocks? Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't, unless something of exterior scenario really impacts the market, because look, when you look back at August, I mean, August, the Dow was up 7%. We've not seen this kind of a month of August since, I think, the mid-1980s. NASDAQ up nearly 10%. A great deal of optimism rolling through right now on Wall Street, so it's difficult to imagine a pullback. We even had some recent economic data on personal income and some spending data that suggests the third quarter could be even more positive than previously expected. Now, if all of that continues, then, we could see the markets continuing on for some time in the direction that we're headed. But, yes, some analysts are saying that we have a lot of stocks that are overpriced and things aren't doing exactly as what we would thought they would be doing. So we've got to eventually have a pullback of some kind. Of course, I remember a lot of these analysts saying that when the president was elected and then inaugurated, and then all the months and years that followed, mm-hmm. when that was simply not the case. So we'll wait and see. But no, right now I'm looking for the markets to continue to fire.
Well, you kind of wonder if Wall Street is pandemic proof, then is it election proof too?
April, that's a great question. And you know, a lot of people on Wall Street are kind of expecting Biden is going to win the election. I don't know what polls and internal things that they're looking at this point in time. But you know, I'm reading a lot of articles that are telling those types of investors to be careful, because it could be a Trump victory. And if so, some of their stock positions may not be positioned properly. But look, you've got the Fed coming out saying that before they were talking about staying ahead of inflation, doing everything that they could, actually kind of scared of inflation. And last week, Jay Powell said, look, we've been studying this for 18 months. And the Fed chair says, we're no longer worried about inflation, you know, getting ahead of us as we were before. And certainly that's something that, you know, adds a degree of, dialogue to Wall Street as they look at things and recognize that we're moving in the right direction. The less that the Fed is worried, the less worry we seem to have on Wall Street. And that's certainly spilling over into how some of these stocks are reacting.
Well, Jay, in the meantime, we've got the August jobs report that comes out on Friday. Are we going to see unemployment, you think, go below 10%?
I think we could. And the Dow Jones most recent forecast, Pat, I think had just over 1.2 million jobs that were created in August that they're looking at. Of course, this entire year is going to have an asterisk to it because of all the things that are going on because of this event-driven crisis. And, of course, the ongoing question, the million-dollar question, is how quickly can we turn the corner on this? The airline industry certainly not seeing it, with 80 to 85% of the corporate travelers still not returning. But a lot of the others on the job front, we are seeing some improvement, some rapid improvement, and we certainly hope that'll continue.
Jay, as we wrap up with you, as an individual investor or maybe even a business owner, what are the questions I need to be asking going into the election when it comes to the economy?
Well, I mean, basically, you have your choice between a candidate in President Trump that is business friendly, and you also have Biden, who has over the years made it clear that he's not as business friendly. And that's one of the things that this market's really responded to. If we go back to the day of the election, the last presidential election, this market reacted to what it thought would be President Trump being pro-business. And the stock market, and I think the economy, has proved that out. And I think that's certainly what's on the table now as we move forward.
Jay Ratliff, daytradefund.com, his website. Thanks as always. Have a great week, Jay.
Hey, thank you, April.